The international group of investigative scientists will enter a remote cave in western Uganda on Monday. The cave is reported to house around 5 million bats, some of which may be housing the deadly Marburg virus, which comes from the same family as Ebola. The group hopes to capture at least 1,000 bats, which they will test in a nearby makeshift laboratory. They may also take blood samples from villagers in the area to check for antibodies that would indicate exposure to Marburg. Marburg is a rare disease for which there is still no known cure. It causes vomiting, diarrhea and headaches, and in severe cases, the central nervous system is attacked, and patients may bleed from the ears and eyes. The death rate is estimated at about 25%. The virus killed a 29-year-old mine worker last month. A spokesperson for the World Health Organization, Gregory Hertel, tells VOA the scientists will be wearing protective gear to enter the caves, but he adds there is little chance of the outbreak spreading.
As far as we understand, this cave in the west of Uganda, and the incubation period for the current cases have almost completely run their course. So the chance of any more cases occurring from or based on what's happened in this mine in Uganda are very, very, very slim. You have to touch the blood of another person in order to get infected. The chances of anyone being infected by just being in Uganda are nil.
The group of international scientific investigators comes from institutes such as the World Health Organization, the Center for Disease Control, and Doctors Without Borders. Hertel tells VOA that the mines have been closed down, but for the scientific research. Hertel says the expedition is vital given the limited knowledge and exposure scientists have of the hemorrhagic fever and the Marburg virus.
We still don't know what the reservoir of the Marburg virus is, what kind of animals it lives in, where the virus resides, so to speak. And certainly, if it is in bats, as is one of the suppositions, and this mine is filled with, let's say, 5 million bats, and workers are continuing to go into the mine to mine for lead and gold, that is, one, an immediate danger to the miners, and two, in the longer term, the more we know about the behavior of this virus, where it lives, under what conditions it can survive, the more we are able to control it. Marburg, when it does infect a human, is an extremely dangerous virus. It can kill up to 90% of the people that it infects, and in past outbreaks it's done that.
The largest Marburg outbreak was in Angola in 2005, when at least 200 people were killed. Arjun Kohli for VOA News, Nairobi.